It's time for our weekly review of state news, the Wisconsin News Roundup.
Two trains derailed early in the week in Alma and Watertown, and state lawmakers have introduced legislation designed to make rail transportation safer.
And there were a couple major business stories in the state this week featuring Roundy's, Pick and Save, and Miller.
Here to talk about those stories is Robert Mentzer, storytelling editor for the Wausau Daily Herald and Gannett Central Wisconsin Media. Rob, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
So earlier in the week, as we said, two trains derailed in Wisconsin, one carrying ethanol and the other carrying crude oil. What more do we know about those incidents now?
Yes, so both were major events, and then actually there was a much smaller scale and not serious derailment that happened on Wednesday as these others were being investigated. So on the Watertown crash, a Canadian Pacific train carrying crude oil, largely from back in oil fields, derailed. There were 13 cars that were off the track, and they lost 1,000 gallons of crude oil. 35 homes were evacuated in the area, so it was a big deal. As far as we know now, the oil did not reach any waterways, and the railroad is going to be doing soil remediation in the area. And that happened only one day after this big derailment in Alma spilled thousands of gallons of ethanol into the Mississippi River. So it coming at the same time, it certainly raises questions that have been in the air already about sort of rail safety and whether there are protections for residents in these areas.
Well, and especially coming right on the heels of the Obama administration rejecting the Keystone XL pipeline, people are saying, you know, these materials are going to get moved one way or another, and if they're not going through pipelines, they're going to be on trains. So it really brings it into sharp relief in that sense. In response to the derailments, a Democratic state lawmaker is coming up with some safety reforms. What would those do?
So one of the things, so Representative Jill Billings of La Crosse said that she's circulating a bill that would fund more rail inspectors, also more training for first responders, and maybe most significantly would require railroads to submit their emergency prevention and response plans. So the issue is, we've seen this. This is what you say is absolutely right. The growth of rail traffic in Wisconsin and really everywhere has been tremendous as a result of largely a lot of this back in oil. But what happens is the rail company, railroads travel on private land. They're private companies, and a lot of cases there's no requirement on them to even say what is in the trains. And so in many cases, first responders don't know how to respond because they don't know what they're always responding to.
So Gannett, Wisconsin Media actually did an investigative report on this topic over the summer, looking at the impact that increased rail traffic has on the lives of people around the state of Wisconsin. What did you find?
Yeah, this was a really fascinating project, and what we looked at, we started from a specific issue of stopped trains in rural Wisconsin. Central Wisconsin is where we were looking, and there were cases where, because of the increased rail traffic, it's gridlock on the rail lines, and so there were stopped trains blocking people's access to their homes for 8 hours, 10 hours. There were cases of people who had to climb in between these trains that are stopped on the track, which is fine unless one of those trains then suddenly starts moving, and then it could be a real safety hazard. And we found this is a statewide issue, almost a nationwide issue, and it really is the case. I'll say in numbers. We found, for instance, crude oil alone, nationally there were 30,000 carloads of crude oil transported in 2010, and by 2014 it was nearly 500,000 carloads. So there's no comparison, the increase in traffic.
We're talking with Robert Mentzer, storytelling editor for the Wausau Daily Herald and Gannett Central Wisconsin Media. It's our Wisconsin News Roundup. Now, Rob, let's turn our attention to some business news. First, we found out that Kroger will buy Milwaukee-based Roundy's Incorporated. What do we know about the details of that purchase?
Yeah, so Kroger is based in Cincinnati, giant grocery store chain, and is buying Roundy's for $800 million. Roundy's, of course, is the parent company of Pick and Save and Cops grocery stores, which are all over Wisconsin. But it's been struggling. Roundy's was carrying almost $650 million in debt, and so they were in a position where it was hard for them to expand or to upgrade existing stores. Kroger is, first of all, it's a much bigger company. It's a $108 billion per year company, and it's been growing. And so there's an expectation that that with the purchase, they might be able to. We might eventually see some upgrades to these Wisconsin stores.
And is there any word whether there will be closings of Wisconsin's Roundy's stores or like Pick and Save or Cops?
So Kroger is bullish right now. They've added 25,000 jobs last year. They added 20,000 jobs the year before that. Of course, it's a giant sort of national company or multi-state company. But they see this as a growth move. One thing that's interesting in the sort of world of grocery retailers is the largest competition is not just from other grocers, but they're increasingly seeing big competition from big superstores like a Walmart or a Target that compete with standalone grocery stores.
So moving from food to drink, Miller Brewing Company was in the news as well this week. The merger between the parent companies of Miller and Budweiser appears to be moving forward. What does that mean for the state?
Yeah, this is going to be it's going to be the largest beer company known to man, Anheuser-Busch InBev, which is now based in Belgium, is already the world's largest beer company, and it's buying up SAB Miller, the Milwaukee company, which is like a top competitor, and so it's going to be a giant behemoth. They sort of finalized the terms. They're going to buy for $107 billion, and it's absolute shockwaves that there is a concern about. Competitors are concerned about it. I've even seen somebody saying that they're going to be big enough to be able to corner the market on hops and other beer ingredients.
So, are there concerns? Will this possibly be blocked because it would create such a monopoly?
I mean, it seems like a big deal to me. Often these things go through, but there are regulatory hurdles, and I think that we could expect to see, especially among other beverage makers, a hearty argument that this company would be too big.
Well, and we'll have to see if Miller fans and Bud fans are able to become friends after so long being rivals.
Sure. Sure.
Well, finally, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation is in the news again as lawmakers are talking about reforms to that troubled agency, or what they characterize as a troubled agency. Why has Assembly Leader Robin Voss said he'd be open to changes?
Yeah, so it's a bit unclear what exactly that means, open to changes, but it's a far cry from actually committing to any changes. But it is something. He was quoted saying that I almost think that the agency is so tarnished that we need to figure out a new model to fix it in order to do it. So sounding like he might be open to more than just cosmetic changes, which of course is what Democrats have been calling for years.
Well, and at the federal level, Senator Tammy Baldwin from Wisconsin has called for a federal investigation into loans made by WEDEC. What do we know about that, and is she looking particularly at some loans more than others?
Yeah, so she has singled out a handful of loans that the agency made, and of course, I think everyone agrees that the loans were not well administered, and in many cases, it's been a mess. I think everyone sort of agrees that there are a lot of loans in default. There were a lot of cases where the state didn't follow up on loans. One of the interesting ones that Senator Baldwin singles out in her request is for a loan to a guy named William Minahan of a company named Building Committee, Inc., that was a top Governor Walker donor. And that company got $500,000 from the state. It was, and some people in the administration pushed for up to $4 million, and they got that even after the state learned that he had been telling his creditors, Minahan, that he would use state funds to pay off debt on leases of luxury cars like Maseratis. So it's a sign that maybe not a guy that should have got a loan.
So just to wrap up, Rob, a couple of bills signed by Governor Walker this week, concealed carry and an upskirting bill. First of all, explain what the upskirting bill is.
Yeah, so this makes a felony this practice of surreptitiously taking photographs of women's skirts, which is disgusting and assault. And I think it's nice that it's going to be a felony if that is ultimately passed. But this is there are websites that focus on this, so that would at least sort of crack down on that.
Well, Rob, thanks as always for joining us.
All right, thank you.
That was editor Robert Menser helping us recap the biggest headlines around the state this week for our Wisconsin News Roundup.